We are recording.
Oh.
Do you want to start it or?
Yeah, sure. I'm admin one, and this is admin K with me. This is our first podcast. I hope it's not too bad.
Yes, this is the first edition of our Salt of a podcast. This is going to be a weekly thing. Hopefully, we're gonna be recording it every week. We're gonna ask you guys questions. We're gonna get your feedback, and hopefully we'll be good at this in a week or two. So yeah,
bear with us while we learn how to do this. We didn't want to do this initially, but the amount of DMs we get for this, we're gonna try our best for you guys.
It's like a live without our faces, which is usually what our lives are like, to be honest. But to get started, let's get started with the how this all started.
Oh, how Solfa started. Also, yeah, everybody who asks me how to pronounce it, there's two correct ways to pronounce it. The correct way is Saltafa, but what I call it is Saltafa. So that's what you call it too, right?
Yeah, I call it Saltafa as well.
I don't know, like, Saltafa just feels
weird. Saltafa makes no sense. Okay, look, it's salt and there's afa. There's no salt in it. So
exactly.
Whoever calls it Saltafa is an idiot.
No, I wouldn't say that. Okay.
How did it start, Admin 1? Because I was there, but I was there a few weeks after it started.
Yeah, it was before my CIEs, May 2017, I think. And I decided to start a meme page. It was honestly, I started it because I had no space in my phone. And I didn't want to delete my memes. And I also wanted to keep them somewhere.
Yeah.
So I just started posting them on Instagram. And then I'd delete them. And then I'd post them. That's how it started. And then my friend wanted to join in, so I was like, sure. And then you wanted to join in.
Yeah.
And you were an admin for 2 weeks, but you did the sensible thing by leaving Saltafa. Like, you stopped posting to study for your CIEs, which was good. But I just like...
You kept going.
I was persistent. And I would have stopped, honestly.
But you didn't stop for a while, then you started again.
No, I didn't stop.
You were thinking about stopping.
Yeah, I was thinking about stopping. I was going to stop because I was...
Then you got messages.
Yeah, I thought it was very pointless. And then when I like announced it on the page, I was like, I'm stopping. Then I got like DMs about how it helps someone with their anxiety, and then it helps someone with dealing with problems they have in their life. And that was like so insane. Memes helped someone feel better and actually made a difference.
My page wasn't even that big during then.
It was like
1K, 2K
I didn't
followers.
Care. No, it was 300 followers.
Oh yeah, it was
300 followers, and then for the first 2 years we were at 900 followers.
Yeah,
we've suddenly got followers this year.
And then how did you get the other admins?
The other admins. It was very weird. I had exams, A levels ke, and I did not want to forsake those for the page, and I didn't want to stop posting either. So admin 3 was the first admin I made join because he used to send me memes in the DMs.
Yeah.
So I just asked him, do you want to be an admin?
Let's get this straight. Admin 3 should have been admin 2.
He was, but then admin 2 did
admin
more
2
posts.
Admin 2 is a shitty man. Screw you, admin 2.
I don't know how that happened. I remember he just called himself admin 2. Admin.
Yeah. He just took the...
Yeah, he took his name and admin 3 was pissed. But then he doesn't do a lot of stories and stuff, so he didn't really fight back.
Yeah, so that's how those two came. And then... there's the other pages.
Yeah. Then you had left, but I wanted... Because our followers suddenly grew. We were like 3K tab, 3,000K around. And I really wanted to keep posting dank memes because...
And Instagram was being very...
Yeah, but when your followers go up, so do reports because more people see it. And then I didn't want to lose the page because it was so important to me. So I just made a new page, Spicy Salt.
Which was actually, whose idea was it?
It was Admin 3's idea.
Admin 3's
idea. He was, I wanted to do it and he was like persistent about it. And then I was like, I'm pretty sure. Admin 3 is the reason Spicy Salt exists.
He's the reason I had a job.
But then,
Spicy Salt had, who were the first admins for Spicy Salt?
It was Admin J.
Oh my god.
The first admins were me and Admin 3. And then both of us were like, we can't run two pages at once. So we got Admin J, I think we'd call him. Yeah, but then he left because
Admin A was still there from the start, right?
Admin A was not there from the start. Admin J was pehle, and then Admin J left. And I got Admin A.
Oh, then you got admin M as well.
Yeah, then I got admin M.
Then I was the last one.
Yeah, you were the last one to come back.
I take full pride in fixing that page, to be honest with you.
No, I knew you could do it because honestly, you've been my best friend for like how long? And I really wanted you to be involved in it somehow. That's why I offered it to you. And I thought you wouldn't be that serious about it, honestly. Because you were very like, sure, I'll try.
Yeah, we joked about it on the group chat. You're like, sure, become it. I was like, okay, let's do it then. I was like, sure.
You
then were like, but then I liked what I did. Like, it was like, you just interacted with everything. Exactly. It was so much fun.
But like, for me, the OG days were insane. Oh, because of how small the community
when
was.
When we started Spicy Salt, I remember. And like, the first Spicy Salt, before it got deleted.
OG.
But those days were actually like my favorite
time. Gone but not forgotten.
That was like the we were having fun in school and stuff. We were, everything was growing so fast. Like we had really high engagement. Like we had like a 2,000, 3,000 followers for Spicy, and we had 3,000 people like viewing our story and engaging with us. That like, we had like a 90-80% engagement rate at that time. Those were good days.
I actually preferred having when we were like just 1,000 people for over almost 2 years. That was an insane time for me.
Everybody was so close.
Exactly, we were like a proper community, and I never wanted to let that go. So I started doing questions because I couldn't reply to everybody. It was just insane, man. I don't know how it grew. It started growing in 2019, Ramzan mein, when I started making more memes. And it just happened, like, it was never my goal, I'll be honest. Followers was never something I wanted to go for when I started the page, or my reason for going was honestly just the people who kept like telling me it was happening.
But it's something that happened, and now what do you want to do, Aage?
I have no clue. I just go with the flow, man.
I mean, let's just go with what we're planning to do, Aage. Some of the plans we have.
First, let's go for where we are now.
Okay, let's.
How we got here, I guess. Because that is an indicator for where we will go. I mean, on whatever we've done, it's been because of you guys. Like this podcast, we wouldn't have done this.
Oh, yeah.
Merch is such a big thing. It was so much effort in the start. Abhi bhi bahut mehnat lagti hai.
Yeah, we just got done receiving orders for the phone cases.
Yeah, and I have to do those alone now because Admin 2 is a bit of a cunt. but it's so tough. No, it's very tough because you have to receive them, then you need to double check them, or then you get returns. And
Admin 1 does a lot of work. Money management. You should buy all the merch and you should actually tip him when he gets the merch.
Oh, yeah, this one dude was like, I'm going to tip you when I get it.
To be fair, you should tip him if you're delivering it. You should get 20% tip to this customer.
But it's like, it used to be easier, but now I have to write it down by hand, the addresses and shit.
You should get a spreadsheet going.
The spreadsheet works, but I use Pakistan Post now because it's faster.
Yeah,
but then you need to write it by hand.
They don't do spreadsheets at
all. And Urdu mein likhna hota hai. So I just get my mom to help a lot of the time. Because I cannot do Urdu really well.
Sense. Oh yeah, I am terrible at Urdu.
Mera phir bhi A aa gaya thoda.
Mera nahi aaya.
Yo, in our Urdu exam, we were in a shadi hall. Were you in the same hall?
I was in Urdu B.
Hamare in hall mein shadi lights chal rahi thi. Like blinking pink lights and shit, and I could not read the paper.
Oh my god, that's so terrible.
I think I got an A because I wrote them a very long letter about how that was not
nice. Oh,
they were like, A, they know it's A, they because my Urdu was horrible.
Okay, anyway, that was a segue. Back on track, what were we talking about? Oh yeah, so merch, podcast. Yeah, so everything we're doing is, because of you guys. So make sure to keep supporting us. Keep loving us.
They do, man.
We would like to do this as a profession in the future, really? As a job. I don't want to go to uni again. I want to be a YouTuber. Okay. I need to finish my degree.
Me too. I'll use it for this. Like, I used everything I'd learned for my degree to make the website. That was pretty. For the merch thing, I was like, cut lete hain. Because, and then it was 7 months of just cup. Honest cup.
Yeah.
Like, I went to so many markets.
You guys started when I left, right? Like, I remember. When I was leaving, that's when we took the first photo shoot.
You were leaving. I started usse pehle, and then Endpay Admin 2 helped me with the orders and shit. But I had to get the money shuru mein, like I was saving up for so long.
Yeah, and then somebody took the money.
We were in a lot of loss. We lost a lot of money.
We lost a lot of money, but now hopefully things are looking
almost up. Breaking even.
Almost breaking even. Hi. Hopefully we will get some profit so we can put it back in. We don't lose more money. That's what we want to do.
I wanted to donate money to organizations from what we made, but we didn't make it.
Let's break even first.
Yeah, I know. I said I wanted to, and I put it on the side because I was so like...
You wanted to do a lot of things.
I want to. Because, pata nahi, like, if you got this platform. Because pehle I used to write the same long-ass answers. Oh. And like, I'd get no replies. Like, I'd know I helped one person. But now when I write it, yeah. I get like...
60
20 30 people telling me I needed this too, thank you for that.
You know, it's so insane. If we do like advice sessions, which is my favorite thing to do now, like every week I try and do them every week, and I try to like reply to almost every one of them. When admin A does them, he does 6 and then he leaves it, which like really pisses me off.
Admin A is unreal.
but those are my favorite things to do, and essentially that's because if you do one thing, it probably applies to like 20 other people, and if one person puts their problems out, that it probably helps other people who think they're alone, but you're not alone.
For me, when I started the advice thing, it was very like I just wanted to be there for as many people as I could, because when I understood okay, I could actually make a difference in someone's life,
got like more into it the second time I joined. When I actually joined, so I was like, oh look, people like you, god, people get messaging and they're like, oh my god, we love you, I'm like, oh my god,
they
I feel validated.
For me, it was like whenever I wanted to leave, I was like, it's not just you anymore.
I would never want to leave now.
People want to look up to you.
I would never want to leave because, especially with like the matching on the community, it's like a special sub bubble in its own. It's like smaller, obviously.
But I remember the spicy salt.
The spicy salt community was
insane.
I
love that memes. I love that offensive.
The journey with spicy salt was like the best. Those 8 months of spicy salt was amazing.
We reached 2K, and the next day the page got taken down.
We waited four months. We didn't have
the heart to make it again.
Yeah, I was like, I couldn't, we couldn't like do it, and then we could like get it cancelled again. We did it again.
We reached 3K.
And then we did it again, then I remember, okay, so then other meme pages were rising. So like, all the OGs remember Memestree, our boy. He's on.
We crossed him the second time we made our page.
We crossed him twice. The first time he was below us, and he was like.
Then we got
zapped. He was like a fan of ours, but he was on the pages that kind of like rivaled us.
I love Memestree.
And after left for 4 months, he became the big boy in the dynamic section. And then we came back. Then we had the meme wars and everything. And those are good days because like everybody was popping, all the pages were popping, like we were having proper wars, like the Pakistani meme community was going off at it. And then it got zucked again. Second time it made no sense as well.
Second time we had no deletes or shit.
We just woke up and I can't log in.
I remember my phone got locked out. I got locked out of all the pages. My IP got blocked.
That's so weird.
So sad.
And even right now, I don't know what's wrong with Instagram. That's why we really want to branch out to other stuff as well.
Because we don't want to just lose all
of. Because we don't want to stay on Instagram and be like, oh.
At their mercy. Just zuck you one day.
Because, hopefully this is going to go on YouTube, Twitter. Stuff like that is more open to, your own personalized content instead of just we're just posting a certain set of content that abides by Instagram's rule.
There's no proper way to contest Instagram. Yesterday, Mirchi wanted to go live, but you couldn't.
I couldn't go live because apparently I was blocked. I don't even know.
They were you got posts deleted or something.
I never got a post.
You haven't gotten a post deleted yet.
I remember it was on post. I got a lot of backlash, but it's still up there. So all of you guys who reported it,
no, don't say that. Bleep that out.
No. I will keep that in, okay?
No, bleep that out. We need the monetization.
You can monetize this on YouTube.
I'm joking, bro. I'm joking.
No, but yeah. Do you want to open the poll and see what questions we have?
Yeah, sure. I'll see the questions.
Yeah. So that is the journey of Saltifa. So our future aspirations are hopefully...
It says social issues.
Can you put it here?
Let's read the...
Okay. So, how toxic our culture can sometimes be? Do you want to talk about that?
who chases her with the question. Our culture.
I guess it's pretty toxic, to be honest. Yeah. But I feel like it's toxic everywhere, but like there's no point of complaining about other places until you fix it out. That's what I hate about people a lot. They will always like oh, look at what's happening in that country, and then you
It's like pisses me off. But matlab, I'm a very apne kaam se rakhne wala banda.
Yeah, I think like, both of us are. We don't care about like
if what you're doing doesn't impact me or my life. Like, do it, man. Like, live your life. You do you. That's why I made this Altifa tagline. You do you. Like, just do what you want.
What I don't get about most people is like this happens. It happens everywhere, but it happens a lot in Pakistanis. And don't come at me for saying, oh, you hate your country. This is my home, okay? So calm down. But like, it happens a lot here, where like we just don't know how to mind our own business.
Yeah, and from what you just said about the you hate your own country. Yeah. We have such a problem with we swing in extremes.
Yeah,
matlab, when we listen to someone who disagrees to us, we automatically go to kafir hai.
It's not really black and white. It's like there's always a gray. Like I've been like I lived in America for like 5 months basically, like for college.
Ah, and iske baad paise khatam ho gaye to wapas aa gaya.
So I need you to buy the merch. But the point is like I wonder and people. Knew how to mind your own business there. Some of my family shifted there. that's the main thing that they're like, everybody's nicer there. Just generally nicer. Even though you hear bad stuff about on the news.
But like, I also think the Pakistani community is so much more caring than abroad. Because we don't mind our business, but we also try to be there for each other.
But
it's a very caring community. That's, but then the toxic aspect of it is...
It's higher, I think.
Huh?
I think Pakistan is like higher on both ends. We're like...
We're nicer, places, but we're also more toxic. Like the poopo culture is like...
Like people out there will care about their own stuff. They'll be nicer in general, but like it will be like okay. But that's how their community is built. It's built around independence. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, then if you ask for help, people will not listen. Out. They'll be like
ours isn't built on independence as much. Ours is like with like families, it's joint systems. Of course, there's a lot of different factors that come in. It's not a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's just a thing, you know. That's how our community is. But the point I wanted to make was like. I just hear people are like, oh, like, you don't agree with me? You are bad. Like, live your own life. Like, I feel like, just focus on yourself.
I don't get people who, like, get offended at other people. Oh, they will come to my page to tell me...
Like, I posted a meme and I, like...
Who do I get? When you get offense from something, that's cool. But why are you mad at me for not offending anybody?
What?
Yeah, they get mad at me for not being offensive. That's like, so why strange. Are you so normy? Because I don't want my page deleted.
No,
and I also don't want to cause offense. Like, it's a public page, so that's how I'd want it to be.
Also, even if you do cause offense, this is my biggest gripe with people. Nobody's forcing you to follow our page.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, that's what I never got. I was like,
This is Ricky Gervais wala. Have you heard it? Where he goes, I love the example he gives where he goes, okay, it's like walking through a town square, going to a poster about guitar lessons, ripping it off and going, I don't want guitar lessons. It's not for you. If it's not for you, walk away. Yeah, like, walk past us.
You can't, if you see something that you don't like, you can block the page, you can unfollow it, you can be like, okay, I saw it, I'm angry. You know what?
I don't need this in my life.
Or even if you are angry and you think this is offensive, this shouldn't be pushed, there's a way to say it.
Yeah.
Going like, I hate you, you should... Okay, I'll tell you a story. I told you about this as well. There's this guy that texted me on Twitter. This is hilarious. So this guy comes and he's like, Tujhe pata main kaun hu? Tujhe pata main tumhe kya karunga? Main seedha karta hun tujhe. Maine kaha, kar lo yaar. You don't even know who I am. I'm like, that is like, he's acting like a big man, but he had nothing. So I was like, tell me your address, I'll come to your house. Let's settle this man to man. And he's like, no. And then now he messages me nicely every day. He's like, ha ha ha, very funny meme, blah blah blah.
Nahi, that's good though. But the thing is, people don't understand ke karna kya hai. I don't think it's like a society thing where we go, okay, we need to.
I just feel like you should mind your own business.
Yeah, just do your thing, man.
That's the thing we don't do. We don't mind our own business.
I really appreciate feedback. Like when someone tells me, ke, achha, this meme is ye ho sakta hai, toh I mostly end up archiving it or something. Like, it happens. I've taken memes down because I've understood ke they can be wrong in a sense. But just to be straight up abusive is not.
Constructive feedback is good.
Constructive feedback.
Being an ass is not. But I think that goes into a question of where we different viewpoints as well. So you would archive the meme. I would keep it up because I'm very stubborn when it comes to that. Those
things. I used to not. It also depends on the meme.
It depends on the meme. Now I post memes that even if they're offensive, I make sure I read the Instagram policy before I post them.
Oh, I remember I told him to take a post down because it was going to get reported, and he goes, "Nahin, maine puri raat laga ke Instagram policy padhi hai. This is on standards."
was on standards.
And he was right. The post is still up. The post is still up.
You gotta be smart about that stuff. But yeah. That's why I don't care about Instagram. It's like, it's so weird.
Yeah, it's weird, man. It's scary. Like, to think that I could just lose all the 3-4 saal ki minutes.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Like, fucking that.
Yeah, that's why we branch out.
We branch out, man. Branch out. We try.
Please open the poll again.
Yeah, I don't think we answered the question right, but I hope you like listening to that.
I mean, that toxic, if that's what you meant by toxic culture, let's be more specific, okay?
It's a lot. Motivational baatein, make a script. It's too late for that.
Make a script, okay.
They wanted to make a script. It's
Pakistani
too late.
Pakistani YouTubers / memers. We could talk about that. We could talk about that recent photo with Imran Khan and all the YouTubers. And the thing is, when you're a celebrity, I think you have... It's not good that it happens, but I think you have to be smart in the sense that you don't do that shit anymore. Yeah. Look at this. Like, every celebrity goes through it. Like, you've seen YouTubers go through it. You've seen everybody go through it. That's why when you hear most YouTubers, like, and like celebrities talk about it, like, I never do anything like that ever. Like, I don't randomly to people, not at all.
Yeah, randomly, I get.
But that's what they do, Dan. That's like the reason. Like, what was that guy's name who like was having phone sex with people?
Yeah, I think it was Parchi Yaar.
Imam Ulhaq. So like, you I know like fame gets you, but like, you have to make sure when you're a celebrity, when you're under public scrutiny, like, the internet is not a safe place. It is a very terrible, like, mosh pit of hell.
So that's the thing. Okay, once you, and people also like go, why would you post is bande ka post? Once you put it on the internet, it's the internet property.
Once you do anything online, there's Google Drive for random, there's a 10% chance it will get leaked. So you have to be very careful with what you do.
Like, once you put it on there, you can't do anything. That thing will not die. So, like, I've removed posts, but I am 100% sure most people will not, if the person regrets posting it or shit like that.
So, people like that do those things, especially when it's happened so many times, you have to be smart with yourself. Yeah. I honestly, like, you in this age, you have to be smart with that shit. You can't do that shit and be like, oh, it happened, that's not my fault. It's kind of is your fault, you know?
Yeah.
Not saying that, like, it's only their fault, but, like, it's like, you have to be smart with yourself. It's like, it's like driving without a seatbelt, you know? If you crash and you die, it is your fault.
That's your fault, yeah.
Like, it's not, like, other person might crash into you, right? Other person might crash into you, but you're the one without the seatbelt, and that caused more injuries. So you have to be sure about that stuff.
Yeah, woh toh hai, obviously. There's this question, it says, how you developed yourself from a meme page to a legit community.
I feel like we just started.
Yeah, I think we were never a meme page.
I don't think we ever,
like, our goal was always to
of just staying a meme page, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah,
it says admin one ka matha.
What does that mean?
Yeah, I posted this. I was about to do this question. I was very lazy. I was going to do the black one.
I texted you. I was like, why don't you just do a face reveal?
I'm gonna do one. Someday.
Someday, soon.
When it feels right, man. I wanted to be cool.
Oh my god.
But like, why we didn't? I used to show my face till last year, January.
No, until we started blowing up, we showed
it. Yeah, we showed it.
You showed it.
I showed it for a long, long time. Yeah. But then when we got more followers, like, it was easier to help people without a face with it. Like, people felt less judged to talk to me.
Yeah, and I felt like it just became a thing then.
It was like not me. It was not admin one. It was Saltify. I'm talking to Saltify.
That's what I like about not doing face reveals, because when I'm wearing that shopper, when I'm doing live stream, I would never do that thing. I would never do the things I do with a face.
Aye.
It's like a persona.
Yo, my mom saw the last live.
Oh my god.
I was like, so awkward. She's like, mere baare mein kyun baat kar rahe ho? I was like, yeah, I said my mom knows about the page.
No, but
my sister showed it to her.
I'm gonna stop swearing in those lives, because I feel
like she was like, beep that out.
Oh my God. You're making this harder for me, buddy.
You have to listen to it anyway.
Okay, so we had one here. So people seeing texts and not replying to them is...
it's a very serious problem.
I mean, if they're not replying to them, just move on, buddy.
You deserve better. Value yourself more.
You know?
Value yourself more. Like, if they don't value you, fuck them.
Yeah.
Move on.
CIE's exam stress, best cheating stories, life in general. Okay, so we can talk about exam stress.
Yeah.
I feel like once you leave... school, you're like, what the fuck was I stressing about?
A-levels ke baad na. A-levels ke baad. You're like, why was I stressing? Like, in uni.
I don't know my A-level result because I didn't check. And I got into uni, so I don't care. But everybody, I remember the day everybody got the result. I was in Michigan.
Yeah.
And everyone was like so tense, and I was like, lol.
Everyone was
getting a terrible result as well.
I remember. A lot of people got really bad grades.
But
for me, it was like a roller coaster, like last year. Like, I was in uni, I was like, yeah, I'm going.
Oh yeah, it was.
And then I
A2 and A levels was a stressful period of life.
Very.
It was a very stressful. But
I was going till a month before.
Yeah.
A month before, like I had my ticket. Then I had to get the surgery, and I was like, whoop.
Once you leave A levels, then you're like, oh, that's nothing. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're like, you don't get why you were stressing out.
Yeah, you're like, I should have just chilled. I should have just chilled more. You know. But I don't know. How this generation is far away from...
I'm not talking about religion.
If you want us to talk about religion and stuff like that, we will answer that. We need a whole other episode for that.
Advice for the youth. What are we, man? We're youth.
I feel like we would have very different
views. We'd have very different
on religion. That would be interesting. Yeah. I would like to have that podcast. If you guys want that, make sure you watch this one. Give it a thumbs up.
You're like more...
we'll discuss this later.
Yeah.
Save it for another podcast.
I'm more religious than you are, so we'd like clash on that.
Oh, we clash.
They see social constructs.
They see social constructs. I mean, yeah, we could talk social? About... I feel like we're privileged in the sense that we don't experience most of the social constructs most people do.
Yeah, we're privileged like that. But hamare
we still face some of them, but
we face them.
We don't face,
but I guess ke
a lot of them.
Yeah, we go over a lot of them, like
we,
but there's still so many. Matlab, when I started, I do a lot of community service, and I was in my bubble before I started doing it.
Yeah,
and there's so much, like we worked for this. We worked for women's rights a lot. We still do, and I felt so ignorant.
Oh yeah,
when I found out,
like, I remember
how much problems.
When we do that internship together, we were teaching at the school, and
yeah, that's a different one. That was good.
But I remember, like, I had a nice life actually. I don't know. It kind of puts everything.
Yeah, basically, in that school, they didn't have water.
They
didn't
have clean water.
They didn't have lights.
And they used like it was like summer.
Do you remember how much I was sweating because I had to run to the store?
Yeah, like I remember you brought bottles and it was so bad. It puts everything in perspective. You know, everything is about perspective.
You understand?
There's always somebody who's doing worse than you. That's like a good motto to have in life, in my opinion.
I don't think you should like base your happiness on somebody has it worse than me.
Not in that sense.
Africa mein koi bhooka hai, mujhe khana
chahiye. I don't think Africa mein ye log khate hain, khate hain, tum khush ho. No, that's not what I mean. What I mean is that like there's always
you should be thankful.
You aren't always alone. That's
fine. Yeah, you should be thankful.
There's always another person. You always think you're alone. Like, especially when you're 16, 15, like you have issues.
Yeah, like, you think you're like.
Or like, oh my god, I'm a kid now. Like, and at that time, even I, like, everyone thinks this. Like,
I'm. Ki mere upar hi jahannam sari aa gayi hai.
And then you're like,
why Allah Taala? Why did you do this to me?
And then
I have the worst life.
And then you're like, oh, it's okay. It's chill. Like, life goes on. You know.
Yeah, the thing is, an important concept for me is that time passes. Like, good times, bad times,
that's like the best advice. It will pass. Like, that's like the best, like, three words.
For me, that's... Yeah. I mean, like, even if you're in a good place, like, if you're at a high.
Yeah.
You should remember that this will pass. So don't get it. Let it get to your head. Be humble.
I heard Tom Hanks say that. Like,
he did?
That's the. I heard it.
I
yeah, I know, but like, it's a general saying. But
it's very like.
I was watching a Tom Hanks interview, uh-huh. and he was like, "Oh, like best advice ever. Someone ever gave me. It will pass. Oh, you want an Oscar right now? It will pass. Oh, you're going through a slump right now? It will pass.
Exactly. Everything passes. Don't let anything get to your
it's
head.
It's a roller coaster.
Roller coaster.
We're just here to enjoy the ride, you know?
It is a roller coaster. What are you doing, Tommy?
I'm sorry. No,
it's okay. Hi, it says football.
Oh, we can
no, I don't want to
let's
talk
about football.
Football.
Let's talk about football.
This is probably the first time Admin K wants to talk about football.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Liverpool
it's been
fan.
It's been a while. So, I'm a Liverpool fan. Admin 1 is a...
Barcelona
/ Manchester United fan.
Only to oppose you. I'll be a United
fan. Well,
it's
going pretty well. So, we could talk about the league. We could talk about how...
We could talk about how insane Liverpool's been. But I don't know. Maybe we should do a separate podcast with football. Because not everybody would want to listen to it.
That is true.
Because I don't think everybody would be interested in
football. We could do a separate talk. Liverpool's about to win the league. Let's
all hope. Let's all pray for Liverpool. Coronavirus will kill everyone first. First, Liverpool
will win.
Coronavirus,
that's Chinese.
That's
people.
So scary.
Darn Chinese, oh my god, what do you say? Those darn Chinese people.
No, you're Chinese, I can make fun of Chinese.
I'm not Chinese.
Come on, they don't know that.
I'm Irani, okay?
Mashiya boy.
Watch the kafir comments spew out.
No, you know you are.
What else is there?
Okay,
can
you
I
need...
see two?
Yeah, I'm trying to find
Pakistan anime. To be honest, we don't watch anime, so
I don't know.
Lums SU. Yeah, we can talk about Lums SU.
Lums U.
That's
like,
the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Like,
honest.
I made so many memes.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
They went so viral.
It's just so stupid.
LGSS.
It's just an ACC. It's just a college.
No, I made so many.
Should students go through feminism, accepting different people, sexism in schools? We could talk about feminism.
We shouldn't dwell on that. Because there's always going to be somebody who disagrees on feminism.
I mean, people are gonna, I think we disagree on what the concept of feminism is as well.
No, I don't think we do.
No, I think we... what is... Okay.
I think that it should... People misunderstand it as like...
I feel like
a fight for superiority.
Yeah,
but
it's
a fight for equality.
I feel like people just confuse. Like that's why I hate. You know what? That's another.
That's another day.
Sexism in schools.
But like, yeah. So you guys can just comment below. Okay, which one you want next, and we'll just talk about one topic.
Because right now we're just
one.
Going through a lot of them. Because
we don't know how to do this.
We don't
want to
get canceled.
We'll be honest.
How to not fuck up a situation. It depends on the situation.
Podcast kya hota hai? Aap sun rahe ho, Uzair, are you there?
Ways to improve ourselves. Ooh,
oh,
I feel like both of us can answer that pretty well because
yeah.
both of us have improved our lives
yeah.
drastically.
Yeah.
I feel like a major way is working out.
You go for it. You go on a rant.
Working
out for me is like
working
a very
out is,
important.
Working out brought like once I remember.
I started in O2.
I think
out.
Both of us started in O-levels. You started before.
I started
before
you.
Me.
I started for football, but it became like a way to. It was therapeutic. You know what I mean.
Therapeutic.
Yeah. So I just started. I used to run pehle, and it was like a stress reliever. I recommend exercise for anybody.
Oh yeah, exercise is for actually.
Like it literally clears your head.
You don't need anything. You don't need weights. Like.
Just
exercise,
run body weight exercise,
like,
something.
Like there's like 6 minute workouts, just do those like I don't know, twice every day or like twice
yeah.
a week. Like
it relaxes
six
you
minutes
so much,
workout,
yeah.
like 6 minutes of your
like,
day. And if you do it like forcefully for a month, honestly you will be addicted to it. You're like,
exactly.
I can't
it's like a rush. Like once you do it, you have a clear head. Like
and honestly, like you looking at yourself in the mirror, you're like, oh yeah, that's like
I don't know why you'd say that, but sure.
I look good in the mirror.
Improving yourself, like, I've been a big person on self-improvement since, like, O-levels, like,
yeah.
a lot of my life has just been me trying to be better.
I feel like...
And for me, I don't know about you, but for me, it's never be comfortable. Always, like, be pushing for more. Like, you know how
yeah,
insane I was with
I
that.
Yeah, that's definitely...
I just... Yeah.
I feel like I'm too lazy for doing that. I always, like... I don't know. I always like delve into comfort because I'm like, okay, let me enjoy this for a while. Then a while becomes a long while. A long while becomes like a few
I relate
months.
To that. I relate to
it's,
that.
But
it's like
I feel like for improving yourself, you always have to be like, okay,
you need a goal. You need a motivating factor.
You need a goal, definitely. And
for
you
me,
need to, you need to be very
exactly
real with yourself.
Yeah. You need to be rude. You need to be honest. मतलब वो नहीं करना जो अपने पास पेपर जब खुद चेक कर रहे होते हैं हम.
Oh,
वो वाला honest नहीं होना.
That is why I messed up my O-levels. Honestly, that.
Oh my God, you studied so much more than me.
You know, I just don't give good exams. Honestly.
Yo, this boy started studying summer vacations, man.
You think I studied more? Do you remember our other friend who studied a lot? Huh?
Well, I started studying last.
You got the best grade.
Yeah, because I was chill with O-levels. Don't let it get to your head.
Oh, yeah,
guys.
That's
like,
actually.
Because these guys were studying paglo ki tarah.
That is my biggest problem.
Don't let it get to your head.
Whenever I stress too much, I always mess up. That's what I did for my first two sats. Remember how
yeah.
I stayed up on call till 5 a.m. for a second one?
Yeah.
And then for the last one, I was like, okay, screw it. Let's just do it. Whatever happens, happens.
Screw it. Let's just do it. That should
be
on
the
shirt.
That's such a good idea.
Screw it. Just do it. Everything wrong about our society. Yaar, ek ghante se zyada ka nahi banana humne.
I mean, there's a lot of things. I feel like we'll do a separate podcast on Pakistan. Like, we have a lot of topics we can do podcasts
meme
about.
Meme review. It's tough on a podcast, though.
I feel like
review.
once we start our YouTube properly.
Yeah, we're going to work on that, inshallah. Summers mein toh, inshallah.
We can talk about Dinchak Pooch. I know we aren't.
She's dead.
How other meme accounts steal your meme? To be honest, I hate people who say that. I hate people who...
Yeah,
like,
I don't believe in other people stealing my memes.
Memes are not something that are like, oh, like you've stolen my video. Or
yeah.
You've stolen my life goals.
It's no, but I get it too. Because when I make them and people just take them without credit.
I've gotten to the point where I used to inspire, and people use like, I don't like six other pages like without.
I just feel like
it's a meme. It's like that.
I just get happy. I get happy when
it's a good thing. You're like, oh, you're.
Matlab, I saw it on Facebook. Mere memes chori ho rahe
hain. I feel like we're at the point we can be like, okay, we don't care.
And like, I used to, I know why other pages get mad at it, because but I don't get why they get mad when it's not even their content. Wo khud chori karte hain aur wo kehte hain aapne humse liya, aap
humein.
That's
so people that send
that's
me a meme.
So dumb.
I send me a meme that I saw on Facebook, and then I want to post that meme without, and then like, oh, you didn't give me credits. I'm like,
no, I didn't take it from you. You didn't make this. You don't have the right to ask for credits.
If you make a meme, then you honestly have the right.
Yeah, if you've made it, I will be the most accommodating person.
Yeah,
in the
but
world.
If you didn't, then you can go. But like,
that's
you
just
can,
dumb
you can
shit.
You can go hit yourself in the face. I was always say something worse, but you know. Mental health / illnesses. Oh, you know, that's actually a good thing I'm liking about Pakistan. Pakistan is becoming more self-aware about mental health.
We have more mental health. I remember I heard this. I posted a long-ass rant on this. I don't know if most of you remember this, but...
I don't remember this. What was it about?
It was about me listening to the radio. And
oh,
there was this guy,
I remember
song,
that one.
This guy,
oh,
dude,
I,
like... I'm nothing against him, but...
It was dumb. You know what? He's a dumbo.
Yeah, matlab... This girl asked him, I'm suffering from depression, I'm having suicidal thoughts, and he goes, haram hai. Like, okay, I get that, sure, but like, she's asking you, kya karu main? And you're
someone,
like, nahin, karna hi nahin
aapne. If someone asks you about that stuff, that is a very big compliment to your end, because they trust you enough
exactly
to
open
say
up
that
to
stuff.
You about that.
And honestly, like, I understand not being able to help, and you can always be like, I don't know what to do here, I'm like, completely, like, I have no idea what to do, and I'm pretty sure I can't help. So like, you can redirect them to other sources,
mm-hmm.
but going like, oh no, you're not suicidal. You're pretty good, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's very like, when someone like opens up to me about it, it's like honored. Like,
yeah,
you trust me with that.
All people, message Saltaf, I'm pretty sure as well.
Yeah,
they're like, oh, like, they talk about like the right problems, and we're like,
I try to
answer. That's the best
like,
we can do. That's
as many as I can,
but like, sometimes we can't answer all of them, and
it's
know,
very tough, yeah.
Because we
tough.
Have a lot of people messaging us, and on top of those messages, like, that's our, we have stories.
Yeah, this is why I made the forum on the website. This is why I paid the money I paid for the website, because of it. But like, there's basically a forum on the website, and I was like, if I can't talk to everybody, like, maybe you can talk to each other through that forum.
And you can always do other things, you know. One thing, if people do need therapy, there's a very good service in Pakistan. It's in Islamabad, in Lahore. Therapy works. Unki website par jao. I think they have the best therapist in Pakistan. It's the only one I know that's trustworthy. essentially.
Like, I don't know about them, so I'll let you take over.
Yeah, because I know people who've been there and they were like, oh, it's pretty good actually.
Okay.
So if you
need Yaar, Shazeb aa gaya fir se. Every question he's talking about horny, being horny. Do you see the five questions?
I'm ignoring them for a reason.
Achha, cool. Okay, there was a good question niche. Import tax. Import. Sorry.
Oh my god, import tax is so stupid.
Man, Ran Khan ke khilaf nahi bol sakta.
I can't bring anything from America because I have to pay quadruple the amount.
Yeah, it is like, but the,
it's so much. It's for no reason. Yeah. It's like you bring a $20 thing and you have to pay like $80 for it.
Shit.
I heard someone like brought like a like cheap phone like Oppo type ka koi from somewhere. Like double the price. It's like so stupid.
There was a good question here, man. I can't find it. This, nah, I'm not discussing that. Admin K's ass.
Yeah, dekho, I squat. Honestly, best thing you could do, squat. Right. Oh, actually, you know what? Talking about exercise, do not miss out on functional exercises, okay? That is my mistake, and now my back cracks like a shithead. I feel like an 80-year-old. So please remember to do functional. Run. That's the best thing.
Yeah, I run a lot, man. Not now. Broken knee.
Sex education is in a formal way, not like our own Vakar bhai.
Actually, Vakar bhai is our guru. Star sign or star sign or selfie bheje mujhe please.
That gun angers me. That's like if you want to, like, if I ever do a class, right, like for social media management, I will show him and like, do not do what he does. That is
but he's doing pretty well.
It's unethical though. That's like gripe. Like, we can do a lot of stuff and we can grow our page a lot from these things, right? We can like do a lot of shit that will earn us a lot of money, but we don't do it because it's unethical.
Yeah.
We can do a lot of shit.
I don't do a lot. I turn basically we promotions week. I get a lot of promotions.
We can do. We have 50,000 here, 5,000 here. Like, and
we've got audience.
Yeah, we've got audience. We can do a lot of shit that could earn us. That could put us. Could make us not want jobs after.
Yeah, people basically. Yeah, we could not need jobs.
But the point.
But people start selling off products without reviewing them, being sure of them at 10-20k, so because then you have reached.
So I feel like there's different. I feel like, so if you know what, I feel like if you see something like, okay, like it's a betting like agency, I'm fine with that. Like, you're promoting a brand, they're giving you money, like they're sponsoring you.
Yeah.
But if you do some like, oh, here's this whitening cream, or here's this diet loss thing, pills, and I'm like, you I'm pretty sure that doesn't work.
Yeah, look, I just believe that if someone's trusting my opinion on something, I need to be 100% honest with them,
and like,
with what I think. Because they trust me with telling them if it's good enough for them to spend their money. So I don't take a lot of deals for that.
Okay, the thing I hate about people like them is that they misuse the power, you know, like, it's like, oh, like, okay, fine, you, like, they think there's some big shots, you're just a normal person, buddy.
When did he misuse his power?
You know, like, when he, like oh, send me DMs, or oh, stuff like that, and, like,
that's the shit I don't like about you, okay? Though, if you're DMing him, it's your choice.
No, bro, but
you are going into it knowing.
That's like saying, oh.
He's not, like, forcing you, pakdo phone, mujhe DM karo, main tumhe Bitcoin dunga.
No, but that's still misusing the power, that's why I don't get.
How is it misusing the phone?
Because you're using it to get.
Yeah, you have clout, so you get someone.
I won't be like, oh, texting all the ladies, like, oh, all the. Okay.
But like, and say you're not forcing them. The ladies are texting you out of their own consent and choice.
Stupid.
No, but it's their choice. They text you.
Okay, besides that, the thing I hate more about him is the fact that he acts like this big shot asshole.
Okay.
It might be a character, but like, to be honest, I just hate that character. He just thinks he's.
I don't know.
I hate social media. This is why I hated Ali Azmat on Pakistan Idol, because he thought he was this big ass guy.
Yeah, Simon Cowell bhi to hai.
Simon Cowell roasts you, but he also gives you constructive criticism if you're actually serious about it.
I get that.
Some people don't. I just don't like Vikas Zaka. Okay, that's
fine. I get you.
If he wants to come at me, come at me. I'll fight him.
Raise a law. Trim a law.
That was a legendary period of Pakistani views.
तुम्हारे भी बाल कटने वाले हुए हैं वैसे. He never cuts his fucking hair.
Open the poll as well. You keep closing it.
Because we've done all them. मतलब a lot of them are very like, I don't think we can talk about them.
We can find something.
Yeah, there's a lot in there, but
I mean, sex education in a formal way, not like an oral car, but we could, I mean, what do you think?
I think it's important. That is a
social... It's actually very important here because Pakistan mein people don't know shit.
Yeah, because there's... Woh jo social constructs wali baat pehle kar rahe the, ke it's very important that we go past the... Like, you posted a meme, I think, about, oh, people in Islamic Republic of Pakistan.
Ah, okay, yes. Oh, this is a legendary. So, if you, there's a picture of actors, I don't know who they are.
I don't know, I think it's a couple, but jo bhi hai.
But, okay, so they were kissing in Rome, okay? So, first of all, no problem with that, that is completely okay in my opinion. If you're, even if you're not married, I think it's okay. whatever your religious views may be, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not.
You're
saying
with me, right? Okay. Yeah. So whatever your religious views may be, if someone, if you're not, if you think it's wrong, right? If someone else, what is your problem with it?
Ah, matlab, even if I disagree with you, I don't care because it's your choice.
Yeah. Okay. And also, like.
जैसे मैं अगर कार्बाई को मैसेज करूँ तो मेरी मर्जी है. प्यारे लगते हैं मुझे.
Okay. So
imagine pulling his hair. Oh. What a sexy man. क्या उसने बाल कटवा लिया मेरे?
मुझे कोरोना वायरस हो
गया. मेरे घर से निकल.
Apparently, it gets transmitted through the eyes. Someone was
telling me. Yeah, don't touch me with your
eyes. No, but like looking at somebody.
फिर तो टर्की बॉयज़ ने बड़े रोल कर लिया होगा.
All the boys.
सिंटोरेस में बैठे हुए हो.
Everybody, that's why it's spreading.
Why chickney? How do Chinese people spread it through their eyes?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Someone will dig this up. But okay, the point is.
No, I'm being honest.
Yeah, so stuff like that, like I feel like people, like it's, what do you expect? Do you marry people? Do you, well, how do people expect they were birthed?
yeah, I get that.
Did
but
your
like,
parents are, like, did your parents obviously? That's, your parents still do it probably. You know what? Go. Raat ke 12 baje chalo tat mar ami ko darwaza lock ho gaya.
Nahi Pakistani households mein nahi.
Oh, they're very you don't know. You think your parents are out there doing
nothing? No, don't you talk about my parents. You can't.
They are definitely.
But I'm saying that there's this
there's a taboo. Like,
there's a taboo on it, and like we don't talk about it, but it happens. Everybody knows.
It's a natural thing.
Yeah,
to
and
be
then
honest.
And then हमारी population जितना बढ़ी है भाई कि थोड़ा पता तो होना चाहिए कि रोकना कैसे है.
No, but that's the
like the Kari Sahab at my local masjid has 12 children. Like,
you
slow down.
First of all, I think anybody who has more than 5 children is a shithead.
Yeah, मतलब the part that is annoying to me is you can't give them a good life.
No, you most of your children are not. Can't afford to have one children.
Exactly.
So that's
one children.
One child, okay? So that's my main gripe with it. Why are
you basically family planning for me is very important. Like you, we have bachche anne wale.
Family planning as well and sex education in general. It's like we're gonna stay a backwards country until we accept the fact that stuff like this needs to be talked about.
It needs to be talked about. Like we don't talk about so much stuff. We don't talk about mental health in this country. We don't talk about.
Why do you think like not like okay,
we ignore so much,
that's
man.
That's what America and like UK. I was like, why do you think like countries like Sweden, Finland are really good because they're open.
They're open about
it. Oh, should have that. Like grade 2, so they start talking about this stuff. They're like, okay, like this is stuff like that. It's natural. So like, it's not like you see something, you go to friends about like your friends give you shit and chill information about it. Then this
yeah, is, friends like honestly, that's why it needs to be talked about properly through like but like I'm not saying like go full ham on them like. There needs to be a proper way to talk to them like they do abroad, like taake,
okay Sunny, you're gonna take your pants off, you're gonna
no stop please. Abhi kuch bol raha tha.
No, but yeah,
my
wrong.
Point is ke, because we don't talk about it, we think it's like something bahut hi koi vaishi cheez hai aur phir jo hamare pyaase londe hote hain send bob wale.
Yeah,
well,
like,
that is why it happens because they don't talk about it and then it's just internalized
and
it builds up.
All this internalization leads to our society in a whole being like, being this place where you can't out your opinion without people judging you and people like
yeah,
we're gonna
be
you.
Judged for this
like even if you like you I don't care if you're judged because I'm whatever we're saying is right, okay? So screw all of you. But no, I don't care. I like
you have a very Paki mindset with whatever I said is right. I will not argue with you.
No, I
know what you mean. I know what you mean, but I'm basically saying that offense is a given.
Offenses that you're gonna.
You are going to disagree with people
no,
on what
no, I,
what you believe.
Somebody is obviously gonna disagree with me. There's gonna be 5 Maulvis in the comments going like, oh, no, it's haram. Oh no, how dare you are talking about Pakistan, our country, like this. Dude, it's my country as well. It's my home. I can criticize it as much as I want.
Criticism is important.
Because I love it as much as anybody else does. Honestly, like, I've been abroad. I thought I would love it more there than I did here. But honestly, home is home. You know, like, no, I like it more than I like anywhere else, to be honest.
Yeah.
That's why I'm taking a gap semester and I'm
not sure.
You mean, if I was poor and I wasn't going to uni, I would.
There he goes again.
We're not discussing this.
Yeah, it hits his button so hard. I love it.
I don't know why you came up randomly with this idea.
I've done a lot of shit randomly to piss you off, but it works every time.
For some reason.
You know, Admin K has this really cool story about how he survived falling off a roof.
We will discuss this later.
Please, let me tell them.
We'll do a podcast on our life stories.
Just talk.
Just like talk once, Discord, once people know who we are, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
We can do a podcast on our life story, like, oh, yeah, we went here, how like experiences we've been through.
Hi, please don't spam me with a face reveal after this, because it's on the card, but when it feels right, we're thinking about it.
Yeah, we wanted to be big and juicy, you know.
What?
We wanted to be a big face reveal. We want to be like something.
Yeah, I would.
We wanted to be that good that City 42 comes and covers it. No?
I don't know, man.
Okay.
I don't think we're that big. Yeah, Yesha Zeb ko ki kabu karo.
He is too horny, man.
Yesha Zeb is why we need to talk about stuff.
Studies and mostly about the paper. I feel like we covered mostly about
the paper. I think we should finish now.
Someone tagged you in the post, my friend.
Yes, I got tagged.
I'll go through the questions again and I'll just check it out.
Ending discrimination. Yes, we're gonna solve the world crisis.
Bro, you're so good at giving advice. Okay.
Wo to main hoon.
So next podcast, we'll do a poll before the podcast and we'll ask you guys for advice and we'll answer the advice on the podcast.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do a podcast like, jab hum likhte hain, wo hum bol denge. And then it's like, you can just watch the video again.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Your university life, actually, that's really good. We can talk about university life.
Tum to jaate hi nahi ho.
Okay, I went for one semester. Admin 2 is also going for one semester.
Admin 2 is a bus.
Why'd you close it? I was reading it, but
it's been almost an hour, so like I think we should close out.
We should close out? Okay.
And I think we also need to discuss what to cut out.
Oh yeah, I'll listen to it and we'll discuss it. But
so to be dull.
Don't worry, you can listen to our conversation.
So
you're a family. Anyways, that was it for the first episode, I think, right?
Yep, I think that's all. And like, give us feedback. And if you disagree with anything we said, like, don't get mad.
We don't care. Okay, shut up. Okay.
I am down for a good conversation.
No, I'm not down.
But I'm not down for just fuck.
Yeah.
Being rude.
Okay, so give us feedback. This probably wasn't the best, most organized, most flowy podcast you've ever heard, but it was our first try. Hopefully, next time it's probably gonna be much better. To be honest, I feel like we've got a feel for it now.
No, I think we did decent.
Yeah, so hopefully, see you next time. Hopefully next week. This will be up on Wednesday?
I think so.
I'll edit it by Wednesday.
You edit this.
Huh? I'll put it on YouTube.
I'll listen to it.
See you guys next week.
Love you. Apni ammi ko salam kahiyega. Apni abbu ko salam kahiyega.
Apni ammi ko meri taraf se hi salam kahiyega. Khuda hafiz.
Bye-bye, fam.
Bye-bye.